Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where we're three cousins who like to get together and talk about Christ. We'd like to come to you now as part of a thing we're doing, Christianity 101.
101.
This is where we're trying to answer, you know, talk about a little question.
A little 10-minute segment to learn something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Discuss. So what are we talking about today, Jeremy?
We are talking about when should you take the Lord's Supper, and that goes like, should you do it every week, and should non-believers take it?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or non-baptized.
Non-baptized, yeah.
You want me to start this off with Acts?
Yeah, let's go for it. Chapter 20?
Yeah. In verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread. Paul talked with him, intending to depart the next day until he prolonged his speech until midnight.
This is establishing the pattern and when it was supposed to happen, upon the first day of the week, not upon the first day of the month, not upon the first day of
every quarter.
Every quarter. It's pretty clear. There's a lot of churches and that I've attended to kind of see where they're at, and they did it quarterly. When I asked why we weren't taking the Lord's Supper that day, they said, well, we do it quarterly because... What'd you say the reason was that you...
Make it more meaningful.
More meaningful because it doesn't... So if you take it every week, it becomes something that you just come...
Becomes dragged out.
Yeah, it's just...
Do you see a problem with that? To me, if you can't get your mind right every day, once a week, to commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it lacks meaning unless I do it once a year or every quarter.
I think you hit it on the head when you said every day. Yeah. I mean, you can't take the Lord's Supper every day. Just once a week is fine, but... If your mind's not focused on Christ throughout every day, that's where you need to be.
That's where I stand.
Yeah. And this goes back. I mean, it's, you know, take it in remembrance of me. It's of what he just went through, the sacrifice that he made. Where is the part that talks about, it was in Corinthians that you had read a little bit earlier about?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with, I know there's a lot of places, churches that will bring these singers in to sing in their choir. And they may not be believers, but they will still give them the Lord's Supper every week.
That ain't right.
It's not right. I'll say what Justin Martyr says in his notes. Justin Martyr was a church father from the second century, that he didn't believe that anyone should partake of the Lord's Supper or communion without having been baptized and for the remission of their sins, because that's when you're a whole. And that's how traditionally they'd all meet at the first of the week. They would all take part in the Lord's Supper. That would be baptized Christians. So if they're not baptized, you shouldn't take part of the Lord's Supper.
I don't think if you're not a member of the body of Christ, then you should not take the Lord's Supper.
Even a believer, my nephew is a Christian, but he's not been baptized. And we've had a thing where he's taking the Lord's Supper, and I would say, no, you shouldn't take the Lord's Supper. That's not, you shouldn't.
And if I can say this, what you came up to me when I was struggling over the last couple weeks, if you listen to our podcast, there's been two that we've done, that you even asked if I was this... I was dealing with this or this angry and couldn't get over it, that maybe I should watch myself for taking the Lord's Supper that day.
Yes.
And he came at me. It's not, I didn't get offended or defensive. I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't have those days. I'm in a lot better place now with it, but you were right. I shouldn't have done that.
Why? Because you weren't focused on what you needed to focus on?
You can't be focused on God if you've got so much anger in your heart. It's not what he teaches.
That's what that verse just teaches, is that if you've done something horribly wrong, yeah, you'll be forgiven for it, but maybe you're not in position before asking forgiveness for God and working on that before you take the Lord's Supper.
Yeah, I mean, this is, okay, in remembrance of me, when he tells us to take of the bread and of the fruit, in remembrance of him, it's remembering the sacrifice that he made, what he did for us to have a relationship with him. And if there's something in my heart keeping me from that, then how can I fully remember what he's done if I don't have I'm not in the right mindset?
How do you specify one sin from the next. Is that what you're saying? Like,
no, I'm just saying my heart wasn't
anytime
in
we
right
struggle
place.
With something, we're not to take the Lord's Supper.
No, we're saying if you're struggling in a sin at that moment.
Yeah, like I was struggling. Like, how can I sit there and remember Him in a what just if, way? If I'm sitting here struggling with this, and I know I'm sinning, I know I'm actively sinning.
From this angle, that as human beings, that we're all struggling in sin every day. And that maybe the process of taking the Lord's Supper could draw us closer because we put those sins aside and we're focusing on
but
Jesus Christ.
But that's where we're going
but
with that verse.
I couldn't put it aside.
The sin ain't, he wouldn't put aside at that moment.
Even I think what moments. He's talking about there is those who aren't baptized and members of the body of Christ.
True. Yeah.
But it's also talking about people that ain't right minded at the time. They're doing something they shouldn't be doing it.
Okay, that's
it's
a good point, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I agree, because I've had this conversation with other Christians as far as discerning ourselves. And that's about not allowing... Let me ask this question before we move on. First day of the week. If we want to be sure we're scripturally doing what's right, since it doesn't say the first day of the week every quarter, all it says is first day of the week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think every single week... I should take the Lord's Supper.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, there's churches also I know that attendance will be up the quarter of the week, the quarter of the year, because they know communion's coming.
Yes.
And so just do it every week. I mean, I think you should do it every week. I think we find in the Bible they did it every week. I think you should only be baptized believers.
Absolutely.
So first day of the week, as far as the discernment, I've heard some people struggle and say, well, they have said that they struggle with like getting their minds right. On one side, I'm like, well, what do you mean? You're struggling to think about Jesus Christ? And I don't know if they're thinking they need to get in, like, be shedding tears at that moment.
No.
But I don't know where I stand in that. When we take the Lord's Supper at my church, and I'm sure it's similar to, you know, we have a period of silence after the prayer for the bread, and I usually close my eyes and I focus back and I think about what it would be like to be a man who went through what Jesus did, as we talked about in our one podcast, to go through that kind of suffering for somebody as worthless as myself.
Yeah.
And that kind of does the trick for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that nothing I do, you mentioned before, works aren't going to get us into heaven. Of course they're not. As human beings, we are so flawed that that gift that Jesus gave us, that God bore all his wrath against sin on Jesus. He was perfect. Yeah. He was that one unblemished lamb that was perfect. He did that for a bunch of us human beings who are weak and sinful, and that kind of gets my head right.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I agree with the baptism thing. I do, because if you're not following all the steps that it takes to, you know, to first become a Christian, then I don't think you're worthy of it. This is really simple stuff, guys. It is. It's in there. It's
first day of the week means every first day of the week.
Yes, it does. And it's,
and discern yourself, like, who should take it. I think Michelle said, who's that? Well, I think you need to be a member of, you know, you need to be a Christian.
Yeah. And I think when Jeremy came at me like that, it's like during those times, and he didn't say not important to take it. He asked me, he was concerned, because it does say, what does it say again? If you're unworthy,
let a person examine himself.
And what is the end thing if you're taking it unworthily? Sorry about
that. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
Yes. So it came out of love that he did it for.
Absolutely.
And he was right. So
Jeremy,
I appreciate that.
Love.
It's rare that he's right, but it happens every now and then.
That's what love's got to do with it.
we'll name that podcast out.
Yeah.
No, all right, but where can they find us? Are any closing thoughts?
I think it's one of the most important things that you can do. It's remembrance.
There's nothing more important.
It's a special time to...
That's why we're there.
Yeah.
To do it. And
who is Jesus, man? He's our Lord and Savior.
He is Jesus.
He's everything.
You'd be on a one-way track to HELL without him.
All right. I think that's...
Where can they find us?
Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts.
Facebook, share,
Facebook,
like.
Share and like. We're almost
shares
to 100
are big.
That we can see. And
you think?
I got nothing else, brother.
All right, let's just close this with a quick prayer then. Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for gathering us here to do this podcast, Lord, in hopes that your word will go out and help someone to plant a seed or help strengthen someone's faith that needs to hear it, Lord, or help them in other ways that may need it. We thank you for this opportunity for us to do this, Lord, for blessing us with this opportunity. We thank you so much. We hope that everyone out there is healthy. We pray for their health and everyone that needs anything, Lord, just help focus on them and help their lives get better. And we thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.